The timer starts now. Put some pressure on.
Yes, there's pressure definitely if I need to speak quickly. I'm feeling quite tired, so the thoughts are not fast.
Yeah.
I think one of the motivation I want to practice reporting. In the previous sitting, there was tiredness, and then there was some quietness, and if there was nothing much happening and no kind of not lost in thought, then I would hear the sounds if they are loud. And then the sense of tiredness was there when trying to observe the tiredness or the heaviness, it was not, it might disappear a little bit. And there was something I wanted to say that I don't remember at the moment. So there would be this kind of the narrative about what's happening, going on part of the time, and then there would be this kind of thoughts coming up, but I suppose because of the tiredness they might be nonsensical in the end, so they would collapse, kind of, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The thought.
Yeah. Tu sei ka ho phi ni da o pyo ni de sei ta khu a shi ni na sei ti ya tet la da pa pyo pin man la yin ne ai pyo ni de saka ri ya shao pyo ni ya ai chin ma a deibai ma shi do wa so pin man na do nonsense
ni ka lo ai ti ma shi do
tin ma pya
yan ma na phit
la yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's about it. In general, there has been this tiredness, but I don't sleep that much during two last nights, and then I can't sleep during the days because I have restless legs. If I try to sleep, then I have these sensations, and I can't sleep during the daytime.
Yeah, two restless legs. So I feel that. You know, when I'm tired, I feel that. You know, when I'm tired,
I'm
tired. You know, when I'm tired, I'm tired. You know, when I'm tired, I'm tired. You know,
when
I'm
Sero gets it sometimes too, he said, not so bad yet. Ero tua elu pito nya kango ei ma pio ne gin sui po so re ero ne gin sui lo ai ma ei lu mi yao. Ero nya kango ei ma pio ya pe ma ne ya phi phi.
Oh, ei ma pio lo pe ma.
Tama.
Yes, but anyway, in general the practice is okay. So
jana ro athu mu okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Speed. So there's been some dosa, and I've been keeping very simple practice. I go back to neutral object. I've been exploring and experimenting with seeing and looking, and also contemplating right attitude. And I found that when I was practicing earlier at Shweomin, it was like I had some deeper understanding of that. So it feels like I need to refresh it almost. So I've been contemplating right attitude now for a few days, and I found it really helpful to kind of disidentify from the object and kind of being more accepting with the present moment and so on.
To that say Peter, that means to you, you live neutral. I you brought matter. Now brought to me na ne chira o to ma po chosa experimental. Now but the bottom to apian brought apian sinere.
ရှုံးမှာတော့သူသဘောထောက်တစ်မျိုးနားလည်လိုက်တော့သူအစဉ်ပြေးနေတာအခုကြည့်တော့သူပြန်ပြီးတော့အဲ့အတိကိုပြန်ရီဖရက်လုပ်ရတယ်အဲ့တော့ဒီရဲ့ပိုင်းရှိပြီသူအဲ့ဒါကိုပြန်ချိန်နေတာသူဟုတ်သဘောထားမှနောင်ဩညာအဲ့ဒါအခုနည်းနည်းပြန်ရလာပြီအဲ့ဆိုရင်စိတ်ဝင်စားစရာပြန်ဖြစ်လာတယ်ပေါ့စိတ်ကအတိတ်ပြီးတော့
Yeah, also try to explore a little bit about how I can be more curious about every moment.
Mm.
So, something around having the understanding of that this is a unique situation all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's something more that can be seen
tomorrow. Chain dying, I'll say, was Abu Juzare, who Nalabu Juzara, but not a chain dying at a thick.
It's like the mind wants to fit in the situation into some previous thing all the time. I have identified a few areas where I usually are not aware that I have to think about more. So it's eating, and I found it's it's a time when I often are a bit mindless. And also somehow when I'm sitting and I'm walking up from the sofa, just in that moment when I'm putting on shoes. So I try to specifically try to remember to have the intention to be aware.
That's what we have to do.
I need a training. Well, then I'm a weakness. She does the retirement. Any idea?
Find our own mindless times, recognize them, identify them, and practice. Make an intention to be more mindful at that time.
And also, yesterday I had to do some work just for a few hours, it went fine. In the beginning, and then I got lost.
And he says, when you go back to doing work, he says you do work every day. He says then, you know, if you have that amount of mindfulness in the beginning, that's a good start. You keep doing that every day; it'll stretch. And then he says you can also remember when the mind is, like if you notice that after 10 minutes the mind starts to lose mindfulness, or 5 minutes it starts to lose mindfulness, that's when you remind yourself. You check, is it still mindful? And then maybe it's lost, but it starts remembering again, so you can start being mindful again. So that's how you build it up. Yeah, and when we are doing the work, you know, noticing whether the attention is more inside myself or outside in the work, if you notice that, Sierra says, you can always, like when you know it's getting more involved out there, you can sort of relax a bit and bring it back inside, because we're getting eager into the work, and you can relax and come back inside.
Yeah, I saw this many times, like some small indication that I was getting lost.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I kind of took a little bit time out. But then the more I worked, I saw it popped up, and then I didn't care, kind of. And I just went into it.
I love this Burmese word. You hear him say "melare." Meh, meh is a nice. I don't know how to explain it in English. It's like you get blinkered, you know, you get like into that, like into a black hole, sucked in, yeah. So that's when you, yeah. Yes.
I guess that's some kind of greed.
Some kind of greed? Desire to finish, desire to do all these, feed the that.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, something pushing us to, like, yeah, the to finish or to. So in Switzerland, a yogi was talking about how when he tried to wash pots, he would lose his mindfulness when he tried to scrub harder or get it very clean, and then he would forget to be mindful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Say a minute, Jack. Yeah.
I have a quick report about yesterday, and then I have this kind of like a half formed insight that I wanted to have Sayada's opinion if I'm on the right track or not. So yesterday was a Loba day again, and there were actually a couple of things that fed into it. In the morning, I couldn't hold it any longer, and I asked the girls who were doing dishwashing with me, because they're newer, if Finland had won the ice hockey world championship, which we did.
Yes.
So sorry about Loba for all the Finns, yeah?
Okay.
And yeah, and sorry about aversion for all the others. So then there was a lot of Loba connected to that, wanted to see the goals and the final game, and there was big party on the square and everything. Like,
ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was that. And then later on, Ville, one of the managers, he came around and told me that my partner had contacted him and wanted to do some stuff, or wanted me to do some stuff with my phone. So I had to open my phone, and then but that actually went really well. I just opened it, didn't look at any of the notifications, just did the one thing and just put it away.
Mm.
So that was I was quite proud of myself after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then just like these two events occupied a lot of the mind. And then I had some remarks about Loba, like what actually fuels it for me.
Mm.
So usually it comes with this like excess energy.
Mm.
So if I have, for example, coffee,
mm-hmm.
I'm a bit sensitive to caffeine, but that really fuels the Loba for me. So I get like super, like, I don't know, my mind starts to go like overdrive. And
do you like coffee?
I do like the taste. I don't drink it that much, but probably I shouldn't have any. Yeah.
ตัวมันเนี่ยลบอันนี้แหละตัวตรุอ่ะฟินแลนด์เนี่ยสวีเดนเนี่ยอเมริกาไต่นี่တော့ตัวมันตัวตีจินเนี่ยดีสกามสะเนี่ยตัวดิมาชื่อนี่တော့ไม่ติดอูไอซ์ฮอกกี้ตรุปวยลงไปฟินแลนด์เนี่ยตัวไม่ติดเลยตัวอเมริกามันเนี่ยมันไม่ไถ่ไหนတော့ตรุอเมริกาไหนล่ะเลยตรุไหนเลยสุดเตยเปียวเลยตรุตรุตรุพี่တော့ตัวตัวว่าเปียวแล้วสรดิลบอ่ะตัว Coffee doesn't fuel Loba.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you just like coffee, and then you recognize you, and then also you have some sensitivity to caffeine, so you feel more agitation. But that's physical. Yeah. You know, it's not that coffee fuels
Loba.
What do you like about coffee? What exactly about coffee do you like?
Smell.
I do like the taste, and then I do like the energy from time to time that it gives me, though.
Yeah. Coffee, don't like that. Tea.
Yeah. Seattle drinks coffee. He doesn't really like it that much. He likes sweet.
Okay.
He tries to find the sweetness in what he's drinking.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So okay, maybe it might be that I'm mixing agitation with loba as well, because I went for a brisk walk.
Yeah.
And I was quite agitated in the beginning, but then afterwards it was much better and I felt much clearer and calmer.
Yeah. Tua you agitation tua loba lu tin bro yon era pin ne tu lam yo mian sha wa ro era bi ro se ka ning wa ro
agitation nai lo wa mo wa lu mi 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 lo yon mi 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 lo ni le a thain ne to
yeah
lu sha la no.
Although loba causes agitation, the other way is not always true, right? Agitation isn't always caused by loba, so you have to always check to see what is underlying it. It could just be vigorous physical activity.
Loba ma ga the power la kan na chi sticky pit to jai ayo to.
Yeah, loba has its
ayo kan kan sen da ayo jang ta ka ta ka di ayo ne ni je ne.
Loba has its specific characteristics, you know, like its job description. And like one of them is that loba makes the mind stick to things. It can't get away from the thing that it keeps wanting. Yeah. Yeah. Sticky.
Yeah. Okay. So now about the half-formed insight. So I've been doing this practice where if I'm, for example, having coffee in the dining hall, or not coffee, but tea, and then I feel like I need to have another, or I would like to have another cup, so I watch at the loba, and then only after if it disappears, I have the other cup. And it feels much more kind of like pure in a way.
Sorry, repeat that?
So I watch the loba.
Yes.
Because I want to have another cup, and I wait for the desire to come down a little bit.
Come down.
And only then I have another cup.
You still want to have another cup?
Yes, a little bit.
So that's not, it's not gone.
You're not going to be able to do it.
Sneaky devil.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
yes.
So I was thinking about this, that every time you act on greed, your false sense of the separate self gets stronger.
Every time you?
You act on greed.
Yes.
So act on loba.
Uh-huh.
Because then the separate self kind of gets what it wants, and therefore it makes it stronger. Does it make sense?
Just sounds very technical to me. To pyo re ho loba ko jwe dai ne di di nga sait chi ya nga sait ko jwe de lo po a chi la de
po le a kong la le me tu le jwe a chi li
nga ya a chi pi da ba
nga la si pi da ba
yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's connected to the me. It probably makes it stronger, but you know, the mind, the I is already quite strong.
Yeah.
You know, it's sorry, yeah. Yes, he's talking about the sneaky devil, loba. He said, you know, that's loba's technique. He says, it pretends. You look at it, you watch it, and it pretends that it's gone away. And the moment you think that it's okay, comes in and Loba is very good at making us do what it wants, he said. Yes. Sneaky devil. Yes. Yeah, he says you watch loba and it's like okay. and the moment you like, oh, okay, there's less loba, like boop. He's like, get out of my way. Yes. Yeah.
So
was dealing with the thoughts again, and there is a instruction like recognize and acknowledge.
Yes.
And then go back to the feeling. Yeah.
Yes.
And I realized that the recognition is good.
Yes.
The going back, or the awareness of the feeling, is also good.
Mm-hmm.
But the acknowledgement, which is stated kind of like, okay, acknowledge. I didn't even think of the meaning, right?
It's, yeah.
And I realized that it's very important step for me. So I had to deal with it separately, right?
Okay.
Recognition, fine.
Okay.
Acknowledge, acknowledgement, quite big topic for me.
Okay.
And then the feeling
okay.
was fine
okay.
again.
Okay. How did you acknowledge?
I actually, I might share it before that usually every time the thought comes up, I recognize that,
mm-hmm.
but subconsciously I have this attitude like, I know it should not be here. It's still, the habit is so strong, right?
Right.
So, and I could not actually acknowledge that in that moment.
Mm.
So, and I realized that if I cannot acknowledge, there is a problem with the attitude, right? So I saw that very, very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very important. I was working with that yesterday, yeah, quite a lot, and today as well.
And it helped?
What very happened? Much.
Mm. Mm. So, to get on, the people recognize and acknowledge, but the people don't know to do love, you know. To a sense of meaning, to recognize, a twenty recognize, little being the people recognize, acknowledge, come back to the feelings, or to a Kanzamu, Kanako Kanzamu, Pian Lare. I meant to Bakule, so to a recognize, a twenty people can't come back Kanzamu Lare, to Jarama acknowledge the cool low near it. At we all pyom the video up yom lo dame ma pyo ban ni le tu ba pyo mlo le lo si na thaw na tu ba pyo so tu wa re a twi o tadi tha mi dai tha mi dai recognize lo de no sait the ma ei blo ta ma che ta khu a shit pi da dai ya a twi ya ma shit de so ra sait ji ne chi bi lo khan za mu o pyan pyan la ni la tu wa ai ha o acknowledge lo wa ma re tu wa de ga ran di tbo thaw ma
Yes,
that's a good that you recognize that attitude and
acknowledge
it. Yeah, because what we don't recognize, we cannot acknowledge, or you know, whatever. Yes, but when we recognize more, Seattle says it's good. The more we recognize and the more we, you know, see, he says, the more we can free the mind from the things that we see and acknowledge. Of course, theoretically, Seattle says there is. You know, like, you know, if the mind is doing this, that these are probably at work. But he says, that's just theory, right? Just, but when we see it ourselves, mm-hmm. operating in the mind, that's the best. Yeah.
The phase of recognition is pretty strong. It's just like 1 or 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I recognize the thought.
Yes.
But the attitude, the attitude is in that.
That's right.
Acknowledgement, right? Oh. If I'm able to stay with it or not.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So it was quite a big thing
quite
for
big.
Me.
Quite big, good.
And
so, and... Big difference between knowing what's happening and not knowing that it's happening.
That's right.
Yeah.
Allowing. Allowing to be it in the mind.
Yeah. To think about you like let can like that about that pin it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I later on, I could do that not only with thoughts, but also with sounds.
Mm.
Usually they are quite easy for me, but also the inner music, if you know that, you know, playing, and every time I recognize it, kind of stop.
Yeah.
But if I acknowledge, it can still play there. I can go back to feeling and deal with it, kind of. Yeah.
Mm.
So it helps. It helps me a lot.
Okay. Tu orang segelung belu yula, mesti udah macam apa macam tanjai ni. Atelier six. The chin sura ni baris so itu akarai so ti ni. Ti lain jat tu ada lupa ni. Dah macam aku tu. Ati mampu ni. Tu ada lupa chin alo. Tu ada tu alo tu lupa alo alo yar.
Yar.
Yes. Good.
Yeah. And. One more thing, speed.
Speed?
Yeah, I was playing kind of with the speed of anything I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
So I also might mention in previous interviews that when I go faster, it's for me, I'm more alert than when I go slow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So yesterday I was even playing a football with Ilka.
Oh, nice.
just to explore that for, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes.
Good.
Yeah, so watching the body moving, you know, and and kick and then relax, you know, and watch.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Tu apa mian mian lada, tu apa pucat dek. Mian mian lada, sekarang pun nojar apa
poti dek.
Eh, mana ya bolong tu akan ni dek. Engah mana sih mana bolong? Ah, kolong ti lo ya, poti lo ya dek. Yes, his mindfulness much better when he plays ping pong.
I also remember that.
That's it. Okay.
Thank you.
Jogging in my being,
yeah. We can be mindful when jogging. Yeah, doing carpentry.
Yeah, so I mainly concentrated on seeing the thoughts and its effect on the feeling, how the cause and effect.
Mm.
Also, I must say that I do not understand cause and effect. I see the cause and effect, but the understanding is not here.
Yeah,
very unfortunate. I see that.
Tu nyane nyam mau daro tu kau ngerti deh. Tu pula tu say. Di atwe jang kan zamu pit ya sura mien ni lah, dah macam bawa mampat deh uno. Mien dah mien ni lah, dah macam sekarang atwe ni atau kau mampat bawa mampat tu aku erok kuer, erah ayang kerja tu kuer. Nyanye, oh experience net tu aku mampat kuer.
Yeah, good. So this,
realization itu tiada.
Yeah, so you understand what realization is. That's why you know the difference between understanding and experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I could see in that watching, I could really realize that how meditation purifies the mind.
Mm.
I could see the purifying effect.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a faint understanding, but I could see it.
Yes, yes.
So, otherwise, the mindfulness is not so very strong. But the awareness is somehow in the back of the mind. It is there. It is sitting there. It's not very strong, but it's.
I don't know why you would call that not strong.
I don't know. I think it has to be strong somehow. But it's there somewhere. If I can describe it, it's
must
somewhere
it out,
here.
Must it come out like a lion?
Yeah, like this.
Yes.
So more comfortable.
No. Yeah. ตัวอาจารย์จูรตัวน้ําเลยอูดําเมตูไอ้อตวินเนี่ยขันธ์5ชื่อเนี่ยตัวบ่ติล่ะเลยสรแล้วตะดิชื่อนี่สึกกะตัวตัวปิวไฟขึ้นเลยสรตัวไอ้น่ะน้าเลยลงยาเปิ้นๆท่านน่ะอ๋อตัวมีนในเลยสึกกะตัวมีนในเลยเออเนาะแต่แม้ตะดิอ่ะเต็มไม่กล้าอูเนี่ยดิละเนี่ยผิดเลยตะดิอ่ะไม่กล้าเหมือนนี่มล่ะพี่ก็ตัวก็เปล่าสรตะดิอ่ะเนี่ยดิเสกอนาบ่เนี่ยชื่อนี่เลยแต่แม้ตะดิอ่ะไม่กล้าเนี่ยเฮาตะดิอ่ะไม่กล้าสร Yeah, Siaro says it would be hard to say that the awareness is not good. Yeah, I, like you have some
I have some idea.
Fantasy about what maybe. Strong mindfulness is, but it's just like you don't have to believe that, you know. Seattle says if you have even that small realization, the you know, you could realize that the mind gets purified while you're being aware, there's some wisdom. If there's wisdom, the mindfulness is good. Other thing is you feel that the awareness is always present, even though it's not like overwhelming or anything like that, right? You know it's always there at the back of the mind. Then the awareness is good, right? Mm-hmm. So Seattle says it's not that the awareness is good, it's just that the attitude or the belief is wrong. There's some belief that I'm never good enough, or you know, so always trying to be better than what it is. That's also a belief. It's just a story that the mind has built about itself for its life, you know. And you need to see this story and just recognize it.
Yeah.
So rather than say the awareness is strong or good, Seattle says just say the awareness is there or not there. If it's there, it's good enough.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
It is just knowing the things. It is just the knowing of awareness,
and that's there. That's enough.
But not
that's good
being
enough.
Aware of a special. Of
that's
a
good enough.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Seattle always says don't go to the object. Don't complain about whether you see the objects in detail or clarity or this thing. All that matters is that you know the awareness is there. That's all that matters. He said, appreciate the awareness. Mm. Stop complaining about the details or not.
Okay, thank you. So I leave you out with any more details.
Detail of your own. Yes. Yes. If you tell him you are aware or not aware, that's enough, he said. That's all that matters. So that is Shiva.
Yeah.
It's enough that there is awareness. And sometimes because we are aware, some of the stuff becomes more interesting and we can talk about it, but he's never interested in that stuff, right? His interest is really the awareness is there or not. Yeah.
Okay, so I try to be fast, but let's see, because I'm slow, so. I don't know.
We are doing good time today, no problem.
Oh, a little bit like suffering.
Last time we were. Last recording we were 1.5 hours in and not even half the group was finished, okay. So it became a bit alarming. Today we're doing good. Yes. You can relax, yes.
So I think this is actually the hardest practice for me during the retreat, reporting. Mm. And I don't know if I do it the right way, because it seems that I plan a little bit and then I was just wondering, am I reporting like, you know, like I should?
There's no should. Okay. Yes.
So
to reporting lota tu man la tu yo man ma re me shi ba reporting ponza mo.
Okay.
Yeah, just you can tell him anything.
Yeah, and maybe this practice here with this microphone is interesting, because it's it seems that the thing that I'm kind of nervous about comes from my childhood. And there is this reason, like how I was raised, that I should be, you know, silent, and my father was so that he didn't want to kind of how do I say this? He didn't have time to connect, and he was kind of
distant.
You know, just not seeing me and hearing me and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that it's still here when I'm in this situation. So that's the reason why I kind of. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
And I imagine that it could be also many other people would be experiencing the same thing. Mm. I don't know. But it's interesting to be in this situation. And also, there was also during the retreat one incident that was I was meeting my father. Like, not interested, not wanting to connect, not wanting to, you know, open up or anything.
In your mind? Or you actually went to meet him?
I actually had a meeting.
Oh, okay.
And it was interesting to kind of observe that what happened, because like when I was younger, there was a lot of this kind of like dosa,
yeah,
like anger and sadness and then shame. And then I was judging myself for wanting to connect.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like more that I'm observing it and I'm seeing all these things. And there is also compassion and metta and self-compassion also.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just observing. It doesn't kind of knock me out of my horse.
Yes.
So the awareness is there and it's kind of, okay, this is it. And, you know, also understanding like cause and effect. Like my father, there was some, like how he was raised and it wasn't his fault and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So also then having like another kind of connections, like people are reaching out to me. And just even though there is like I'm in a hurry or I notice that there is this kind of not so strong awareness, like what do I want to cultivate? How do I want to see and hear and be there? And so that is based, even though this is silent retreat and it seems that I have been talking a lot, but it seems that this is for me one practice, like how am I with you guys and how do we kind of connect and how do we talk to each other? And also, it's not easy to see that that also I'm doing the same. I'm kind of sometimes ignoring and just kind of, you know, blocking and yeah. So that's basically a long story again.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Tu ah, tu di microphone kai tu ma. ซาบรอโหขันษามุฤทธิ์ตက်ละเรอะตู่บาจ่องดีขันษามุฤทธิ์เสียซอคงเงงเงยกระเรอะตู่อะติมาไม่ปิゅขันอะเสกกะปิ้นถันเนอะเงงเงยโนว่าตูโหคลีเนี่ยเนี่ยยิงค้านเนี่ยตู่เพียอ่ะคลีนี่ตึกมันมีอูเรโหไม่ရှိดโลบะนี่เลยเรอะแล้วอะแล้วสึกสึกกะโหตึกมีวะตึกเงยวะเรนับรอกุกุกุละเสร็จเด ไปสอดีลูโกอติมาไม่ปิゅหลอกกูอ่ะอภิติมาอภิคันจินเนาะสิทธิ์แท้มาตะเมียวอีเว้เสร็จอ่ะเออแล้วเงินๆว่าไอ้ดอตะนี่อายิสิเลยแหละอกูดีมาสะค้านเหมือนเนาะตึกเปลี่ยนบ่ตู้อภิโอตึกตะยักก็ตั้วตุ้ยเนาะอภิอ่ะดีไดเบ้แหละตู้ปုံสังก็ดีโลเว้เออก้าวล่ะบ่อภิอ่ะดีไดเบ้แหละตู้อ่ะดีโลเว้ตึกปรอลูโหตึกสึกาเปลี่ยวจินนะใส่ไม่ชิวตู้อ่ะดีโลเว้เออตู้แท้มาชิได้ถั่วล่ะ
เออดําเมอกูตูပြောတယ်အခုကျတော့သူနည်းနည်းအားထုတ်ထားတာဆိုတော့သူအရင်တော့ဆိုရင်ဒေါသပဲဖြစ်တယ်လေအခုဆိုရင်နည်းနည်းဟိုသူ့အဖေပေါ်မှာလဲမေတ္တာထားလို့ရတယ်ကိုကိုဘေါ်မှာလဲမေတ္တာထားလို့ရတယ်ဂရုဏာထားလို့ရတယ်နောက်တော့နားလည်လို့ရတယ်ပေါ့နော်ဒီလူကသူလဲကြီးပြင်းလာတာဒီပုံစံနဲ့ကြီးပြင်းလာတာသူလဲတခြားနားမလဲဘူးပေါ့နော်ဘာတနာလဲအဲ့စိတ်ကိုဘယ်လို
Sierra says that, you know, the practicing the Dharma helps us that way, that, you know, we hold many old beliefs and traumas and, you know, difficulties and in the mind and in the light of awareness then and wisdom, Sierra says we can see it differently. We can forgive, we can have metta, compassion, and it's a different, easier relationship to the things that we experienced. And when the mind can really when the mind can really like see through it all and let go, he says it'll be like so much lighter in the mind when it does that. Yeah. Number two up your dimale. ကို yogi တွေ ਆ စကားမ ပြော तू အ ਮਿਆਈ ပြော ਆ ਰਲੇ အဲ့ဆို तू လဲ တတိ ထားမိ တယ် တဲ့ yogi တွေ ਨੇ तू ဘယ်လို ဆက် ဆန် လဲ तू က မ्या လို့ ਆ ਰੋ တတိ ਆ အဲ့လောက် ကြီး အာ မကောင် ဒါပေမဲ့ တတိ အထိုက် လျောက် तू ထား တယ် တဲ့ तू တတိ ထားမိ တယ် तू လဲ တခါ တလေ ဒီလို လုပ် တယ် တဲ့ တခါ တလေ မိုင်း လို အတိမ မပြူ မဟုတ် လဲ အဲ့ လို ဂယု မ ဆိုင် ဘယ်လို နေ တယ် အဲ့လို မျိုး တွေ စိတ် တွေ ရှိ တယ် ဆိုတာ तू မြင် ရ တယ် တဲ့
ခေါ်နောက်တစ်ခုပြောချင်တာကဘာဝိပဿနာရဲ့ဒီပြစ္ဆုတ်ပန်တက်တဲ့တတိနဲ့နေတာမှာဒီအတိတ်ဟာလေးလဲရှင်းထုတ်လိုက်တယ်အခုလာမဲ့ဟာလေးလဲနောက်ရက်ဒီဟိုပရီဗန့်လောက်ထားတယ်ပရီဗန့်အာဒါမှမလုပ်ရင်သူကအဟောင်းကအတိတ်ကအဟောင်းပြန်ဖြစ်သွားအတိတ်ကအဟောင်းပြန်ဖြစ်ပြီးတော့သူစင်းဟောင်းပြန်ဖြစ်သွားရဟိုအဟောင်းလဲရှင်းအတိတ်ကိုလဲပိတ်ထားမကျွမ်းမကျင်းနေဆက်မလုပ်ဖြစ်အ
Shara says when we practice Vipassana and we understand the mind better, he says we not only clear like the old stuff in the mind, he says when we understand how the mind works to create that stuff, he said we also start to be able to protect the mind from creating more of that stuff for the future, so like in the present moment, so that it doesn't become the stuff of the future, for past.
Along the present moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. Along the present moment, yeah. The present moment, need that one. Present moment, look at me. Come along, be one. Kita, nanti hak hong ni le xin tu belum. Lang, lang ni hak pit.
Because essentially, everything happens in the present moment. The present moment is when we can exercise some input, you know. And he says, in the present moment, memories come, and when we have the right view, then we know how to clear the, you know, stuff from the past. And in the present moment, we're creating the conditions for the future. So if we create the right conditions, we also create a more peaceful future, a more skillful future. So Searo gives an example. He says, maybe we've held a grudge in the past, like we have a grudge that we can't forget. And now we're practicing and we start to see how much holding a grudge hurts the mind.
What is the grudge?
Like having hatred for someone. Yeah.
Bitterness.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just being angry with someone. So, and we start to see how much the anger hurts this mind. Having anger hurts the mind. We start to see how the incident is past and the person is maybe sometimes even gone, and we are still holding the anger. And then we start to realize that, you know, this anger is hurting this mind. And then the anger is sometimes not there, and then the thoughts, we think them, and then we start to hurt the mind again. So we start to see the connection that this mind is hurting itself. He says, then we get over it. We get over this past. We realize, understand this connection, and we're like, I don't need to do this anymore. Then the mind starts feeling free. And then he says the mind can get angry with a new thing. And then he says if we've learned the lesson well, we start to see, oh, the mind is starting to hurt itself again. Instead of thinking this incident is annoying, or this person is annoying, or you know the world is in chaos and I should be angry. Instead of thinking that way, you start to see thinking this way is hurting the mind. And then we start to work with the mind so that the mind can free itself immediately rather than down the line when it becomes much stronger and we have to work longer to free the mind.
Family case, I mean, family case.
Yeah, yeah. He says when we get emotional, especially with family, he says, you know, where we have a shared history. He says this is very common, right? Where we get angry with something now and we will like take all our baggage from the past and start talking about it now. You know, you did this before, you did that. You know, we can't just deal with what's happening now. We must bring all our old
now the deal on the kind of now pian the cookie tap shit the pian and pian 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 ting ha pian
yeah
now look at pian dia pian tong da ne we le ni
so then we get it's like if we don't recognize how the mind is spinning itself into this huge, you know, rolling ball of moss or snowball or whatever, you know, that it gets more and more. We create more now, and then the next time we're angry, we like if now we're angry, we had A to F, you know, next time, like maybe another few years down, we now got A to M, and then you keep going, and you know, you. He says, you know, he says sometimes we get annoyed and we say, you're doing it again. We blame, yeah, externally, but the mind is doing it again. Yeah, if we understand the present moment, he says, the mind can be so much simpler and freer.
0-1-0 formula.
Yeah, he's talked about the 0-1-0 formula, right? He says our emotions can go from 0 to, for example, maximum 10. And his recommendation is, if you know it's 1, start working at 1 and work it to 0.
Never. This one become million.
It's not just, yeah, so.
Thank you. I noticed that I took a lot of time, but I just want to report one more thing. I had a day off yesterday. I was at home sleeping 9 hours. And I was checking awareness. It was there, even though I was at home. So it kind of continued. And when I came back, I felt it's really good to be here and a lot of gratitude and stuff. So
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's what we have to do.
Okay, I want to ask and talk with Sarah about something that I've been practicing for a while or trying to practice. And I one time asked Sarah about this question, but in a smaller variation of it, in Shweomin. And he didn't really agree then, but it was without a translator. So I will try now with translator and with a more a bigger version of it. It's a technical about how to practice or how you can practice. The different sense doors need an object so you can be aware of the sense door. For example, okay. Seeing, hearing, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's at least what Saira had said before.
Right.
And I also said at that time, but I can be aware of seeing by closing my eyes.
Yes.
And then he said, yeah, okay, maybe you see some redness, but I can be aware of seeing even if it's a pitch black dark room. I can be aware of seeing is going on and it's seeing black or it's seeing nothing. And the same, I think, goes for smelling. For example, let's say I leave the room now and I come back in 2 minutes. For sure, I will feel a smell from all the persons here. But right now, I'm kind of used to the smell.
Yeah.
So I can't really feel the smell.
Yeah.
But I can actually be aware of smelling is happening, even though I can't see an object. But, I mean, for the smelling to land on.
You can recognize that the smelling verb is happening,
yeah.
Even though...
There's strong sense.
Okay, yeah.
And also, I would say it goes for any in the mouth also. I can be aware of tasting.
Yeah. Yes.
For sure, there's a taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
But I'm so used to it, so I don't feel the taste. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, is because if I do this through all the sense doors,
it's not like a normal taste. Okay. Yeah.
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 But if somebody would kiss me, they would for sure feel my taste. So I don't feel my taste because I'm quite used to it.
Right. I have to think about.
You don't have to.
Yeah, no, I have to think whether there's a neutral. Okay.
It's quite easy actually. When I just shift my attention to
yeah.
all the different
sensors,
it becomes a heightened awareness, and it's also quite interesting to move the attention, for example, to smelling.
Yes.
And do anapana at the same time. It becomes a more relaxed anapana.
Mm.
It's not because it's not super focused
yeah.
on feeling the breath.
Yeah.
It's like at the same time something else, it becomes a more relaxed anapana. But this is just explorations that I've done, and
okay.
I want to just see what Sarah's point
says.
Of view
right.
is about them, if he agrees.
Yes.
And maybe it's sometimes it's fun for my mind to explore these things, keeps an interest up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can understand it with the body, because our body can always have neutral sensation. And then we are
it's not,
in.
But it's also not talking about just neutral. He's talking about no object.
Mm.
No object. Do
actually,
you see? Do you see without an object? Do you hear without an object? That's
without object.
Except there is.
I
think there is
an
object.
Any object.
But then there is an object. That
there is an object.
Example, is
he's not saying no object.
That.
He's saying there is an object.
Yeah, but you understood
maybe
me correctly.
Concept or
he
yeah.
said
it.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's wanting to know about
mm.
the no object. Right, that's your question.
Yeah, also, yeah. And I mean, because the mind is not sensitive enough maybe now to feel that there is a lot of smells here.
Yes, but sure, that doesn't mean
smelling is happening.
But that doesn't mean there's no smell. So there's still object.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't perceive the smell.
Yes, but that's
but
because of the way the
smelling is happening.
But that's because of the way brain functions, right? The brain only perceives differences.
My consciousness is like, machines, machine.
Momo, Ashantia era diha agu technical pito ami ajang agu dilo mira dama. Can we finish the rest and then come back to this?
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm conscious of the time, so let's finish that, and I will do this in detail for you, but let's, yes.
That was fast.
Okay, so yesterday I was taking a shower and was quite mindful, and at certain moment the attention went, I mean, the attention got lost in the pleasure of taking a shower, a hot shower after a swim in a cold lake.
Okay.
And I mean, I got lost in that pleasure. Mm-hmm. And then, because there was a lot of momentum of awareness built over past days,
yeah.
The mind noticed some object in some other sense door than touch.
Yes.
And then, of course, the pleasureness of the shower was gone. It faded into background in favor of this new object that that awareness was on.
Yes. What was this new object in the sense door?
Probably the sound.
Sound. Okay.
And then I got really interested in that because it's a coming question for me of the first question Sayadu given to the group that I've heard live was how to shower without craving, and then the mind became really interested in that, so I decided to again to enjoy the shower and try to bring this pleasureness again.
Yeah.
And then to go back to the awareness of some other sense door.
Yes.
Because the awareness is strong, so it was easy to hold on to it.
Yes, yes.
And then do it and it was possible.
Yes.
And then I did it again and it was again possible.
Yes.
So my question is this being able to hold on to build up momentum of,
yes,
awareness,
yes,
a solution for the question how to shower without craving?
But you could still see, could you see the craving or not?
I could see the craving while it was happening when I went into that.
But when you came out of it, could you see the craving?
Like remnants. I mean, this object that I returned to was quite strong.
ตัวดิโลเปียอาเซียนพยาตะคามีเด้อเนี่ยชาวเยชูนี่ตรงไม่ไจ่เพ่นเนี่ยเยชูโลยะล่ะหลุมีเนาะเนี่ยตัวมันเนี่ยตัวเยชูนี่เนาะเยคู่ไปมาเยปูปูชูเนาะสึกอ่ะยังไจ่ตรงอสอ่ะตริไม่ว่าเลยไอ้เรามาคันซ้าเนี่ยเด้อพี่รออตันตะคู่จ้าเนาะไอ้อตันไจ่ตรงสึกอ่ะตริเปลี่ยนยาปรไอ้ ไอ้ตันชีရောက်တော့အခုနှာရှာဝါကိုကြိုက်တဲ့ဟာပျောက်ပျောက်သွားတယ်လို့ဖြစ်တယ်နည်းနည်းတော့ကြာနေဒါပေမဲ့အပြည့်အခန်းစားလို့မရတော့ဘူးဆိုတော့စိတ်ကတခြားအာယုံရှိရောက်သွားတော့အဲ့မှာသူမှတ်မိတယ်အရှင်ပြမေးလာဆိုတော့သူကဘာလုံးလဲဆိုတော့ရှာဝါပြန်ခန်းစားကြည့်တယ်ခန်းစားလို့ကောင်းတဲ့အချိန်မှာအခုနှာအတန်အာယုံပြန်ယူလိုက်တယ်အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်နှစ်ခုစလုံးရလာဆိုတော့ရတယ်တဲ့ဒီဟာလည်းခန်းစား
ti ni la so ro tu a era techa tu ma phi na yu na mro tu a ba pyo so era a phi la le ayun to khu yu thai yin ho loba ma pa ba ne sha wa lout da so da tu a loba o tet tet ti la ma ho
ai tu ma mi na o tu chu chi de mya twa ya ma a lo enjoy lo bi chou lo ya la be
ya
a kong twa ma kong phit nai na be
ya
na thong ni le tchi na thong ni le ye chou lo ya la be khan san mu ti bi ye chou lo ya chi ni ni ye chou lo ya la be
ya Hello, any appeal maho maho. No, that is not the answer to the. That is not the solution to the question.
Yeah, right, you cannot merely hold on to be aware of another object and not have pleasure for another. Yeah, you might be, you know, you could enjoy yourself in the shower while you're chewing on something, while you're listening to music, while you are, you know, the mind can even enjoy all five senses at the same time. Yeah, and even put in the sixth sense mind, you know, the mind can be fantasizing and enjoying, thinking about what it's enjoying, you know, so.
Yes, but there was no enjoyment in that, there was no love in that other sense door.
It
was just awareness of that sense door.
But what he's saying is that that's not the solution. All it right. doesn't take away. That's not the reason why it's taken away or it's not present at that time. Right? He says sometimes awareness is good and then there is less, like the mind is less indulging in its senses, but then you must see the proper reason is that the awareness is good rather than that I'm holding on to some other object that is not giving the mind pleasure. That's not the proximate cause.
All right, so the quest for the answer continues.
Yes.
I've been doing, because there was quite a lot of dosa rising on this retreat, and I've at some point started to do metta as mm-hmm. a addition to the sitting,
yeah.
And as a way to deal with the mind returning to the dosa object, and
you didn't like the dosa.
I wasn't able to observe the dosa without dosa. So, and it's coming back, so just for the purpose of like having more stability of the mind, I'm doing metta practice.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, there is certain quality to awareness that develops that I would say this practice of metta has taken certain like edge of the awareness in a good sense. Like it's not like this like sharp and penetrating and like
So it's actually taken the edge of the dosa, so the awareness feels softer. Would you say that?
Yes, awareness feels softer, but like in general, in relating to any object that is met.
What? Repeat.
Okay, so the awareness gets softer.
Yes.
I mean, it is still there. Yes. It's just not that. It's not so high strung.
Yes. So okay, just wanting to double check with you because you attributed the metta to taking the edge off the awareness.
Well, that's the difference that I'm doing from the previous retreat. So yeah. That I assume that must be the cause for right. that. Right.
Okay. Okay. Just. Give me a second. Tu dodari pinre di sakama. Dodari pinero tuwa mita nene loji re re. Taine chima mita tuwe mate re. Dibia bia doda o machai kula sara hou te re. Tuwa doda o shu re chima doda ma pape ne ma shulu. Shulu mea o pinere re. ตัวติยาราเนเนเปี่ยวเปียงละเลยดังนั้นตะบี้รออบาเมียนแล้วสรเอเย็นตรงอ่ะดอดะดิเนี่ยต้วยนี่รอไอ้จังขันซ้ําหมู่อ่ะมาณีดิโลผิดล่ะตะแกรันดอดะไอ้อียาดาไปดาตัวอ่ะตัวอ่ะตะดิอ่ะแท็ดตาโรมาราโรมวยตะดิอ่ะเปี่ยวเปียงน่ะโรตัวอ่ะไอ้โหลนี่ต้องเนี่ยตะแกรันตัวตะชา
the quality net to your ni lo di lo khan sa ra hote ma la pya ho de a lo a la jang tu tu wa ro tu relax ni tu the bodam man ni no pyo pyo ka be shi ma ya nu nu nya nya pyo 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 ma lo ma lak khan nai na bo
ya a
isi de chi nai na bo
ya so
I think what I'm trying to explain is that the sense of the awareness being softer is because there's metta in it. Like metta is working with it, like in this case now, right? Mm-hmm. And when it felt harder was because, like, you noticed there was dosa in the mind as well, right? So the edge or the softness is given by the other qualities of mind. Awareness itself hasn't got those qualities as such, but mm-hmm. Because the mind always works together as a team of different qualities, so when there's metta in the mind, there's a softness to every quality in the mind, and when there's dosa in the mind, there's a hardness to every quality in the mind. So that's what you were experiencing.
When there's wisdom
in the mind, Sierra says the mind is more neutral. It sees more things just as it is. Then it doesn't even, like, sometimes it doesn't necessarily always feel any softness or hardness to whatever is happening. It sees things as it is, you know, when wisdom, the wisdom of seeing things as it is, when that's present, then it just sees things for what it is, and then there's not so much differentiating or judgment, like, in that sense.
Because I remember, Sadhu was speaking about how awareness when cultivated properly, that there is no need to do metta meditation additionally, because this quality is already there in the
when there's wisdom.
That one I'm not really sure what I remember out of that.
Yeah.
But this seems to be like a round root, this the same issue.
I think if you... Yes. So what Siado said before about when we practice awareness in the right way. So, you know, when we practice awareness, five qualities are present. Wisdom is one of them. The five faculties are working together, right? And so when we're practicing in the right way, we have, you know, right wisdom. Wisdom is there. And he says, then depending on the object, because metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, they're responses of the mind to the object, the wise response of the mind to the object. So when there's an equal object, there's metta. When there's a suffering object, it's karuna. When there's a better object, it's mudita. And when the mind can do nothing about it, it's upekkha. So, you know, so that's the response of the mind, of a wise mind to objects, right? So that's what he meant.
So that's the wisdom that has to be first.
Yes, the wisdom is present.
Right, thank you.
Okay. Tua ero ho mita ho di nao yao po nene roundabout pila.
Dora mishi le chen ya mita pila.
Thank you. The investigation with the feeling of sadness during dinner time
mm-hmm.
yesterday evening, it sort of hit me that it's the feeling of not being connected or wanting to be connected, but then again not wanting to be connected, sort of aversion and wanting at the same time. It has to do with sort of longer term, maybe lifelong feeling of this sort of existential loneliness, like being alone in a group.
Mm.
Like I don't think I've ever been like objectively lonely in my life. Like there's always been friends and family and company and the feeling of belonging, but still there's this sort of feeling of, I don't know, somehow the mind sort of, yesterday evening, it sort of connected it with voidness, with sort of sadness of not being me, not being able to sort of be me and connect to other beings, being them. So the sadness sort of came from there, at least yesterday evening. So like the mind being sad about there's been no self. And then
I'm not sure I understand that. Alexis, can you help me?
Up until you said just being sad about being not
self.
Not self.
Yes.
Everything else I was.
I don't.
Okay, so
just maybe link that in with how that.
Yes, that's sort of the interpretation the mind did of this recurring sadness during dinner time, and the feeling it then associated it with this sort of this existential loneliness. I don't have any other words for it, and then the mind sort of made this interpretation. There's fear or sadness about the fact that there's no me. You know, there's no me who can connect with others because they are not.
I understand them. What you mean now. Yeah. It's an existential thought.
Yeah.
Yes, that is not helpful. Existential thoughts are not helpful. No.
Well, it sort of came in the conclusion this morning. sort of.
Yeah.
I think this morning, in the morning meditation, there was this Christian hymn in my head.
Mm.
I'm not Christian, I don't know where it came from, but the lyrics go like there's a little child in a church with his dad, and he's saying, I'd like to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be sort of interpreted as going back home or dying.
Yeah.
And there's been these flashes of thoughts of someone dying during the retreat, which of course have brought sadness. And then there was this really, really strong emotion, feeling of sadness, of wanting to get home. I don't know where.
Yeah.
Maybe dying. I don't know.
Right.
Now the feeling's coming again.
Yeah.
And then sort of the first instinct was to sort of, it was aversion to get rid of this feeling, not good.
Mm.
But then I just was with it, and there was this sort of momentarily, this sort of really, really nice feeling of relief, of freedom, also stiffness in the chest, which has been there for like, I don't know, ages. Especially in the meditation hall, it sort of was relieved in the body.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the meditation, it was really nice and peaceful and soft.
Mm.
But then in breakfast table, the feeling came again, sort of not so heavily, but sort of reminder of the feeling.
Mm.
Yeah.
ตัวดีโลเพียเนี่ยเผียตูโคตะคอกก็ตัวเลยตูลูรีซ้าเนี่ยตูรู้นามมาตูไทม์มาซ้าแล้วตูสึกแค่มาเวเบ้ถั่วนี่ตูรู้ขันซ่าเลยอะกูตูดีสึกโกเปลี่ยนจิก็ตูอ่ะตูอ่ะโลนลีเนสหมดเผียโลนลีเนสกะลูรีเนี่ยปะทะปีโลนลีผิดอ่ะだแม้เอ็กซิสเทนเชียลโลนลีเนสสรว่าตูอีขอเนี่ยอ๋อโลนลีเนี่ยบาเลสสรเอ็กซิสเทนเชียลสรอุปมาเผีย
งาตะแกရှိမရှိစဉ်းစားတာဒီဘဝကြီးอ่ะဗာအတိတ်ပဲရှိလဲဟိုမျက်စောဖျားမစစစားသိနေမိကုန်နေရှိတယ်ဆိုတော့အဲထဲမှာအဲ့ဒါတွေပါတယ်ဟိုအဖြစ်မရနိုင်တဲ့ဟာတွေလေအဲ့လိုမျိုးဟာတွေကြတော့သူကအဲ့တော့ဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားလဲဆိုတော့ငါကြီးမရှိဘူးဆိုရင်
ตัวไม่ရှိဘူးလို့ဒါမစဉ်းစားတဲ့အကျိုးပေါ့အတွေးတွေပေါ့เนาะဆိုတော့ तू อ่ะဒီနေ့မနေ့တော့အဲ့လိုနည်းနည်းစဉ်းစားမိတယ်အဲ့ဒါ तू အားထုတ်နေ So Sierra says, you know, it's not helpful to think about the reality of how things are with the words no self when we don't understand what it means. Because no self seems to negate the reality that is present. So we think that the reality doesn't exist, but there is a reality that exists. We have just, there is just an identification with it. And that's what we call the self. But Sierra says that reality is there. Like there are feelings of metta that interact with another person's feeling of metta, or there are, you know, feelings of wisdom that interact with another person's, you know, intellect and stuff like that. So, you know, there are all these qualities of any stream of consciousness that it has interactions with other streams of consciousness. There's that reality, right? But to think of it as no self, it feels like there is nothing there. But there is... there is a whole law of cause and effect and a reality of mental and physical phenomena that is going on. So Sierra says it's much more useful and helpful to think of the reality that exists than to try and imagine what, you know, words mean. Because we understanding anatta, anatta, which means, Sierra always prefers to use that anatta is the law of cause and effect. That's one aspect of it. Anatta can be explained in so many different ways, right? Understanding the law, any of the laws of nature, makes the mind feel freedom and, you know, and makes the mind happy. So it doesn't, so when we have thoughts that make the mind feel sad or despair or like empty and void and stuff like that, Sierra says those are not otherwise thoughts. Those are not thoughts that are actually helpful to the mind and not thoughts that will have useful answers either. So don't encourage those thoughts.
Yes, of course. And that's what sort of these moments of thinking, these thoughts were like small pieces in during the days.
They build up.
Yeah.
They build up. So
yeah.
You,
most certainly.
ใช่หยอกงางาไม่ใช่รู้ตรงน่ะเออตัวบาเปล่าเลยดิอ่ะอืมตัวมันงี้แม่เนี่ยดิตรุอเมริกันเนี่ยภาษาเปล่าสู้ไอ้ยันนี่นี่เลยดิเออตรุไม่ใช่ว่าน้ําอะไรไหนกว่าไอ้มันน่ะทึนน้ํานี่เออไอ้งาไม่ใช่ก็อยู่เปล่าลงเปล่าตะบาวะเนี่ยสับเปล่าจิ๋อมาอิ่มไปว่ะเนี่ยงาไม่ใช่ล่ะงาไม่แท้ไม่เปล่าหรอกบะเนี่ยตะบาวะตะบาวะหรือเปล่าหรอกมาอิ่มไปว่ะเออตรุเปล่าเปล่าดิไอเดียเนี่ยตรุด้วยใช่มั้ยน่ะไม่
Sarah says to use the words, initially he used to use non-self a lot, way back in the first days, but he said it wasn't so helpful, you know, people thought it was too high, or they didn't recognize mm-hmm. what it is, or it caused this sort of conflict, you know. So he realized there's, you know, instead of using just a translation of it, you know, to refer to the reality that he is.
Sarah
says when he was at home and he was practicing and his practice kind of gained some depth. He began to have insights into reality. He began to have insights into the fact that things are just as they are, insights into cause and effect and stuff like that. But in Burma, when we talk about those things, they just use like very colloquially, we use mm-hmm. the word anatta, and there's a very short, like a translation for it in the Burmese language. And he, two of his brothers used to come to him and ask him, like, what do you mean by I'm not there? You know, what did you mean by it's not me? You know, and he says at that time, because he was practicing right speech, he was speaking very little. So he says it's almost like his brain didn't even have the vocabulary to explain what he understood. But what he understood never made him despair. It just made him feel stronger and better and, you know, and more understanding of everything so that he could see he could understand things and be relaxed with everything. But he said he just didn't know how to express it. Now he says he understands it much better, like in words, where before, you know, it was just like, you know, to say that, you know, he wasn't there, but that was, you know, but now he understands. But there is a reality that is there, and yes, now he can describe
it. And I do acknowledge it. It's not like I would have sort of, it's like it feels like this has been, it's been going on since the last retreat.
Yes.
And it feels like it's a sort of process to get rid of the, or try to come to terms to sort of let go of the very Western sort of egocentric way of seeing the self.
Right.
Where this kind of idea of the reality as it is, it sort of gets cured.
I don't know if it's helpful, but I used to have existential thoughts once, and it made me very depressed and quite despairing. And when I finally like figured out that these thoughts were really like giving me a terrible feeling, I just started to just stop them. Like when the thought comes, I just stop it. Just stop it. And then the mind's quality changes, you know. But like when I allowed the thoughts to come and even like touch it, you know, like to feel into their flavor, the kind of void that the mind falls into is like it's horrible. And then I realized it wasn't skillful. And then I wasn't in Burma at that time, so when I did finally tell the teacher about it, he was like, don't think those thoughts. I was like, now I know.
Exactly. Now I know. And it's like those thoughts, they are like from years ago. I just remembered yesterday evening, there's been this sort of tendency.
Yeah.
And it's related to the feeling is the same as the sadness during dinner time.
Yeah. So be careful of those thoughts.
I will. Thank you.
I've had some days where it seems to sitting meditation, it seems rather dry while I was sitting. But it's sort of, well, I can't describe it otherwise. It seemed to be dry. It's dry. So yesterday morning, I was still sort of, meditating, aware of the breath, but had a feeling of being stuck somehow. Mm. So I make a decision, or at least I had an intention to, I'll sit, I just keep sitting.
Mm.
Until something happens. Maybe I threatened the mind. and then I was aware, no, it's not, but I mostly actually would sidestep. I usually, my thinking is usually in pictures.
Okay.
So, and then I have to translate it into words. Okay. So I'll do that now. So I saw this little yellow poster, which seemed to travel around in the kitchen, might be Willy who has written it, I don't know who, but it was what's on the mind. And so that was sort of opened. And so what came up at that time, and was probably what was mostly on the mind, was a pleasant and interaction with the, you can say, pleasant experience or me having a pleasant object.
Yes.
And which has been going on and it's definitely pleasant, or at least it was. But then it kept on rolling on and rolling out, could be like this, could be it just couldn't, the feeling, it was sticking to the mind and evolving many, yeah, you'll probably know it, don't you?
So it stopped being dry.
It was, it has been going on actually for some time. Mm-hmm. And that was, so came to the mind in the meditation. And so with this inspiration of what's on the mind and sitting with that specific experience, it came out with, oh, it's craving. This is craving. So that's the mind is going on with craving, elaborating. Mm-hmm. So, and sitting with it a bit more, so like so underneath, it might be the same, but the word, the clinging came up in some other wise words along the path, sort of, don't cling. And so I just didn't cling. I let it go, at least for some time. And this is I remember just before, it was actually a physical feeling, like lightness around the heart area and here, and so it was the experience. And afterwards, well, then I thought, well done, the work is done for today. So I would go up and I would race and go for a walk. And then getting ready, there was a thermos out there on a table, and the mind came, wouldn't it be nice with a cup of tea? Interestingly not. I had just before I start packing, I had to, do I need anything to drink? No, I didn't. But it was just there. But it could be seen so easily. Yeah. And then there was someone in the dining room with a very interesting little book with papers, and this might actually be recipes, and wouldn't I like the recipe for this? Oh, so it was just seeing the mind. So creative or deluded. But it was easy. It was, it could be seen just like that.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And then shall I?
Tanya Chima tu, the Kuma tu, the Gadan to Tanya ma, Pieta lan, and then year by lam, the Dametua, Sama Tayne, a young Pinsia counter, but what they pit. Pita mo, Shuara ho, Piosiam ho, one, or Shura Shunere. Napura red, sick at a cupamile, who tell you, Sally to cool ye pira matu, Mibo Janama, throw, a low load deludio, a Sally up, puppy, throw, a change in piano, any halley of mammy, bro, by Italamatu, pure, sick up pure, a sick pillar, a chimare, the tiny tamatu, pure halley, since I say in. Now, so much to the yare or da loba pinnirabe, sicka, chine, sicka, chita sinne, as of the mutual in a bono, elomine, separate chine, number two of a pioddila. To what sins I in it, what? Pony eating as sins are, as of the gapio, and to a pony, to a pampian bro, a deeper pond near to the gapio, a can. And she's here. Hello to a mutual in bro, bro. The chatter, young, when we brought the shoes, the garret, pure, and not by young up, because a swan it out, a clean easel, sick and out, now sick up, a swan and board, Luchala, so sick up Luchalu yard, a young two son, Luchala, door, ye nema paw warred, ye nema paw, bro, lame, bro, and a shame warred, or no, and a mupe, and not to sick up a person, dinner, the elope, you are be, so to tab, bro, tatare, to kind of off, bro, to not good. Tawar atau kuku lani balik siam berbono. Tu sekarang orang tu kau tu mirer, dan ni betul agi ni. Atau kuli tawam melalui mirer, dan betul melu bau lu biar ni. Sekarang piro ni, lelight or ni, sebuah bawa. Tu lepas itu ada ni, ko double itu ni. Cacing sekarang, ha tawain kau mabe. Sei tu zaman sekarang ni, degan lu last ram melu ni. Tu light or sendiri yang mesra lupa luar ni. Piro out hasil warap. Dining hall ni mata yang yang kasar untuk kupan ni lah. Kau stick kali ni, saya ikat harap tu sekap yang, eh sah untuk macam recipe ni sih lah, mesti tu tinggal lagi dah boleh. Biar tu kau audisi kah, moha be myo de lo pyo amna creative be phit de lo pyo amna da ma chi ya la sin sa de tapya le ri phit da o tu myin na bon
lo kaw ma ai da phit tu myo ti
that's good to know all the things that come up in the mind good
kaw ma
so there have been well at least a few very pleasant objects or meetings and one more like more unpleasant and just very much aware how much the energy is rising and it doesn't matter so I have the you don't always have that ability to practice with pleasant events
yeah
sort of so so where one very much about how much it gets out of the way the mind with pleasant events or unpleasant away the energy is raising and there's quite some work to be done to come into equanimity upekkha
yeah awareness
and I but I actually find some exercises, bodily exercises. I used it like the meditation now. Like you can do something yoga, training, I don't know it very much, but
yeah.
Breathing in and out, which was actually do a kind of, it would calming the body, which at the same time seemed to calm the mind.
Yeah. To exercise တွေတချို့လုပ်လို့ရတယ်ဥပမာ breathing exercise တွေပါတော့တခုတော့အဲ့မှာသတိထားပြီးလုပ်လို့ရတယ်ပေါ့လေနောက်ပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒီဟာတွေလုပ်ရင်ခန္ဓာကိုယ်လည်းညင်နေစိတ်လည်းညင်နေအားထုတ်မှုဖြစ်နိုင်တယ်ပေါ့လေ
ဖြစ်တာပေါ့
yes you can do that okay you ပြောမှာဖြစ်
you want me to repeat or
no definitely not no. I need to do the translation in my head
because I can really simplify it's actually not so complicated
yeah, it's yeah. not complicated but I need to explain to him the brain
yeah. Yeah.
the way the brain works
and then about the luft
tu ayo nga ba lo pyo ra no te ken ayo ma shi da bo tu ayo ma shi lo pyo ra ဥပမာပြအနှကောင်းတဲ့အလွယ်ဆုံးဒီသိပ္ပံပညာအရာပြောမှဆိုရင်ဥပမာအရှင်ဘုရားဒီနားမှာနှင်းစီပန်းအခုထားရဲဆိုရင်အရှင်ဘုရားအနတ်ရွှေရွှေနဲ့နှင်းစီပန်းအနတ်မရတော့
မရတယ်လို့ဖြစ်တာ
မရတယ်လို့ဖြစ်တာ
ဆိုင်းနေတယ်ဆိုတော့အရာထုံလာ
ထုံလာတယ်နော်အဲ့ဒါဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့အုံနှောက်ရဲ့သဘောက तू ကအဟိုခံစားမှုပြောင်းလဲမှာ तू က register လောက်တာခံစားမှုဒီတိုင်းကြီးပဲဆို
တော့ဒီပဲဆိုရင် तू မသိမမှတ်မိတော့
မှတ်မိတော့အေးလာပူတာလို့ပဲပေါ့နော်အရင်
ပြောင်းလဲရှိလေပူတိတာ
ပူတိတာလို့ဟုတ်တယ်နော်အဲ့တော့ तू ကပြောတာအဲ့လိုမျိုးဆိုတော့ဥပမာအခုဒီခန်းထဲမှာထိုင်နေတယ်ဆိုရင်အနတ်မရှိတယ်လို့ပဲထင်ရတယ
်အမှန်အများကြီးပဲ
တကယ်တမ်းကိုဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ချိန်မှာအာယုံမရှိဘူးလို့စိတ်ကထင်တာတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့တကယ်တမ်း तू လောက်ကတော့ तू ရှိနေမှာပဲဒီအုံနောက်ကပဲမမှတ်တာဘယ်လိုခေါမလဲ
ဖြစ်နေတာတော့အာရုံနဲ့တိုက်နေအမြင်နဲ့ပုံပတ်အာရုံနဲ့အမြင်နဲ့တိုက်နေမှာပဲ
တွ
ားရမှာလာလာတိုက်နေမှာပဲအဲ့တော့စိတ်ကတိနိုင်တယ်လို့တိမယ်ယူတိုင်းတော့ယူမယ်အဲ့ဒီအထက်မှာအလုံးလုံးကဥမာအုံနောက်ကပေါ်နေတယ်လို့ပေါ်မှာပေါ့
ပေါ်မှာပေါ့နော
်အဲ့ဟုတ်အဲ့မှာဖြစ်အ
ဲ့ဟုတ် तू ကအရှင်ဖျောက်တခါအဲ့ဒါရှောက်တော့เออตัวโน object ลูกเปล่าไม่ติดだめอาชิญพะเปล่าอายุไม่ใช่เนาะติลงไม่เอาเลยだめดีหาอายุใช่แต่เนี่ยกูอ่ะไม่ติดติลงผิดตัวไปอ
ายุเนี่ยอายุใช่ดันไม่ติดได้อายุอ
ายุเว้ยหรอถูกมั้ยล่ะ
เออยกอีนี่แหละครั้งนั้นบอกเลยตัวยกกูไปมัดเนี่ยจ้ะไส้กูตุ่ยนี่แหละนี่คืออายุไม่ใช่กูเปล่าเนี่ย
ถูกต้องเนาะ
ยกนี่เปล่าว่ะพี
่
เนี่ยだめไส้เนี่ยเทช้านี่แหละだめกูอ่ะไส้กูอายุน้ําไม่เลยแต่ครั้งเนี้ยตัวอายุ
ไม่ชินถูกต้อง
เออตัวดิไอ้คณะกูชุบนี่จัดดูมาตอนแม่ๆผิดเลยเนี่ยๆถ้ามันตัวทอดปะได้ตาเสกอ่ะโยมันยิงนี่น่ะสิได้ต้วยนี่น่ะสิได้ทอดปะมันนอกตัวดีเว้ยเนี่ยคนนี้อ่ะยอกิโลเว้ยเลยตู้เสกเตียวเปล่าเนี่ยเพื่อเสกก็ไม่ติดเลยเสกไม่ติดอ่ะไม่ใช่ดามาหมดตัวชื่อมาโหอดีตเว้ยมาพ่อเนี่ยนะน้ํามาเลยได้ยะๆอารมณ์รู้น้ํามาเลยไม่เปล่าไหนไม่ติดไม่ชื่อผิดตัวล่ะยะๆ
โอเคนอกตะคั่วตัวอเมนมาเลยตัวอเมนสิแม่แลตะกะดันตัวดิเสกสิยะบาสอตัวอเมนโหมีเลยเนี่ยงามีงางาไอ้อ๋อเมบีบีงาโหไบรท์ไบรท์โหงามีบีบีเมเดอร์ไบรท์ขึ้นเลยลูกงามีบีบีตัวโคนชัสเนสไม่ใช่หอดตัวรู้จักเราไม่ตู้โคนชัสเนสไม่ใช่ไม่รู้ไอ้โคนชัสเนสผิดโหไม่ผิดอ่ะฮะหอดตัวไอ้โคนชัสเนสเราเปล่าไม่อยากอ่ะอเมนตัวเรามีนี่ดิยะหอดตัว
ก็แม้มันตีเนี่ยคอนชัสเนสนี่ชื่อเลยมีตีสิทธิ์ผิดนี่ดิยะนับรอบกูว่าเมสซี่ไม่เป็นแม้ไม่มีนามหรอกว่าสรุปโหมีตีสิทธิ์ชื่อนี่เลยมีตีสิทธิ์ชื่อตัวเปล่าเนี่ยตู่ๆเมียนเนี่ยหาตัวหัวแล้วเตชาก็ไบรท์ว่าตัวไม่ได้ยะๆตรุบาเปล่าเลยดิอ่ะคลั่งก็ไม่ได้บาเปล่าตะคุ้มไม่เปลี่ยนเปล่าเลยดิอ๋อตรุมาเนี่ยดีตั้วคอนชัสเนสไม่ชื่อดิอติไม่ชื่อบาเปล่ามาโหน้ําไม่แลน่ะดาที่กูลงอ่ะไม่ช
So I explained to him, and he understands totally that, you know, when the mind is subjected to the same stimulus repeatedly, the stimulus, the mind's response to the stimulus dulls. Okay, so he understands. So when I told him about smell, he says, yes, it's the same with taste. As you keep eating something, the taste of it starts fading. It's never as strong as your first taste. It's the mind's, its ability to detect differences of the same stimuli starts to fall. And that's a fact about the way the brain works, right? The brain detects changes in stimuli so that when the same stimuli is given continuously, it starts to register the stimulus, right? But in the sphere of Buddhist cosmology, of the Abhidhamma, like when I mentioned smells in the room and we're not really smelling them anymore, he says, of course there are many smells around. But he says, whether we are aware of the smells or not is another thing altogether. He says, there are always objects around us that we are not conscious of and that we cannot even be aware of. He says, give a simple example. You know, we like practice meditation. And so often yogis are so, like, for example, he says, so used to knowing something. And when they know something else, they think that they know not knowing anything. They will say that nothing's happening while the mind is saying nothing's happening. They don't notice that the mind is saying nothing's happening. They say nothing's happening. And Seattle always says something is always happening if you know how to recognize it. So there's that, like a perception blindness, you know, like they only looking for what they are used to. Yes, but that doesn't mean that there's no object or object consciousness. That's like happening all the time, just whether this awareness has that much sensitivity or not to it. Right? And then I think that's it.
So that means I can be aware of smelling, tasting,
yes,
anything,
yes,
even though there is no clear objects, but I can still be aware of the verb.
It's not that the object, it's not that the object is not clear.
Yeah.
You know, you can only just say the object is there or not. Yes, it's not that the... You can't talk about whether an object is clear or not because that's perception.
Yeah.
Perception says an object is clear or not. An object is only there or not. Right? That's the reality. An object is there or not there. That's reality. Whether it's clear or not clear is subjective.
Yeah.
That's not the reality of the object. So if you can know an object, Seattle says, that depends on the wisdom of your mind.
Mm.
The wisdom of an object, of the mind, you know, can detect, some people's minds are more sensitive to some objects, some people's, so that's just the wisdom of the
if
mind.
If I say like
is
this,
ability to know.
The object of my awareness is the action of smelling, hearing, tasting.
Yes.
That is the object.
Yes.
And then, of course, there's an object for the smelling to land upon.
Yes, yes.
But that might not be obvious.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And yes, when the wisdom is not strong enough, it cannot, you know, cannot grasp it. But when it can grasp it, you know, it can understand it. So he talked about seeing, right? And he says, yes, for us, who already have seeing consciousness. He says even with our own, with our eyes closed, we see black because we already know what seeing black is. So when we see the black, we see black. He said he's spoken to to blind people, not dead people, sorry. Sorry. He's spoken to blind people and asked them. He says they cannot even understand what it is to see something. There is no seeing consciousness.
No consciousness.
They don't understand.
They don't have this sense.
If you tell them it sees black or whatever, they have no clue what that means because they have never had that consciousness.
Right?
Yeah, they can hear. They have no idea what this.
Hindi say champion chala jana tu
bama go. He can. They cannot make sense of what seeing is.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
But for the blind people. Because there's this sense, it's called
they have the other senses.
Ayatana,
the other senses.
So even for the blind people,
the blind people don't have the ayatana for the eyes.
Ayatana machine.
Well,
the eye sense base is gone.
Not working.
But what if for the people that have been operated, like didn't,
yes,
didn't,
they get it back.
They get it back, or they get it. Because if they get it back.
Well, they get it. Yes, they get it, right? Because once they have the cornea or whatever it is that they
but
need,
but
you
can't
deny it. Yes, once you give them back that.
For the blind people, ayatana does not exist. Like for the blind,
yes.
since
birth. Yeah, since birth. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain how the different conditions come together for any consciousness to arise, any seeing consciousness? Because that explains conditioning.
Yes, please.
You need to have object. The base needs to be working.
Base, yeah.
And
a light.
And
seeing a light. They did this
right.
Jhakhane, I will call it.
There has to be a medium.
Yeah.
So
light is the medium.
So you can't just say
no light, no consciousness.
You can't say that you can be aware of seeing consciousness if you take away either of those other two.
Any of the
you
other.
You need to have these, and then consciousness arises. So even
the either two is
the medium and the object,
and pay attention,
and attention,
so
and contact.
The sense conscious.
So is the eye base?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the eye base the eye conscious? The attention.
Air. Then is consciousness.
So the base,
air.
The attention.
For water.
Sorry, yes.
Media is water.
Kanal yeah. Takumi takuloma. Okay, there's. There has to be a base, there has to be attention, there has to be a medium, and there has to be the object.
Okay, I think I've just got slightly different words for contact, sense consciousness, sense object.
There's contact. There has
but
to be contact.
Consciousness is an effect.
Yeah.
Consciousness
is an effect of these things coming together.
Yes. Complete consciousness comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, may I ask for a short follow-up question to that? Because let's say, as we all know, there is a lot of smells in here. And we maybe perceive them as then neutral now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that mean that on the scale from unpleasantness to pleasantness, it becomes more and more neutral? And in the middle, it's neutral. But really, there is nothing that is really neutral. It's just how we perceive it. Can you say that? And if we are really aware, like, and we have very heightened awareness, and we can really see nuances and small little differences, we maybe see that neutral object is actually not existing. There is always some pleasantness or unpleasantness.
Okay, pleasant
neutral.
Objects also don't exist, right?
Yeah.
Just as neutral objects don't exist
or
unpleasant objects don't exist, right? Because pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral is the response of the mind to what it perceives.
But let's say we're really not aware, maybe everything is like big neutral.
That's why Sankarupa Kayao, I don't know.
Yeah, Sankarupa, one of the 16 stages of insight is called Sankarupeka.
Mm-hmm.
So Sankara is
all
everything
sankara
that we...
is every Sankara.
Yeah, so Sankara is all experience, right? Upeka is equanimity. So when you're in Sankarupeka, you experience everything with upeka.
That's why the loba
right?
cannot come.
At that time, there's no loba.
Good. There's no good anymore.
Mm. That's not neutral anymore either. Right?
That time.
Well, so the word given to it
yeah,
is
exactly.
neutral because it's neither liking nor disliking. It's just it just
yeah,
sees it
hard,
as it
right.
is. Yeah.
But that's the difference.
Yeah, which is neutral.
Upeka
yeah.
neutral is because you
the word for, there is a word in Pali for upekkha, another word for it, which is, Asukha, madukha, which means
dukha.
Neither sukha nor dukha. And that's actually the what we mean, you know. So we, yeah, so that's the word for it. So it's neither sukha nor dukha. Yeah, okay.
So is the one distinction that one is with wisdom and one is not with wisdom?
You can have upekkha without wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
So and that's more than neutral.
Yeah.
You could use that.
Where we are just not reacting with liking or disliking.
Yeah. This happening, how do you feel?
Bale.
He
says, "What? How do you think this mind will react when it doesn't feel?"
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but this is just moha.
No. You don't know whether it's because of wisdom or not. It's when the mind experiences everything more or less on an even keel, right? He said he won't tell you. It might say.
Nibbida.
Anybody heard of Nibbida Jnana?
Nibbida.
Also one of the 16 stages of insight.
I don't want to know about the insights.
Oh.
I would like to know.
Oh, sorry. Now go eat and good.
What stage are you on?
No.
Okay. Bye-bye.